שלום. בחלק הראשון של השיעור שלנו אנו נלמד מאמר חברה.
Hello, in the first part of our lesson we will read the social article. This is from Rabash, make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. 1.
רב בבקשה.
רב, go ahead.
שוב אנחנו חוזרים לאותו הנושא.
Again, we return to the same topic, the main fundamental concept of spiritual advancement. Yes, one person alone is not capable of advancing in any way. He can only feel a greater and greater lack in attaining the Creator, the upper spiritual world, the root of his soul, the laws of the world. It depends on each and every one and how it's expressed in him. But to attain it, other than the deficiency, he cannot. For this, he needs to build a system, and in this system, he discovers the details, the elements of creation. And this way he builds inside of him this character of the, this image of the upper world from his parts, from his bricks, which are all parts of the upper world, meaning entirely in order to bestow. So a person needs to know how he attains these desires, which are all desires of bestowal, and then how he connects them together, and from it builds this great structure, where he truly discovers that the structure itself exists, and the whole spiritual world exists. Just that he must put forth exertions, effort for it to be revealed. And this effort, this proper exertion for it to be revealed to him, the spiritual world which exists and is eternal and whole, it will be revealed gradually in accordance with one's efforts. It goes according to the verse, make yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend, which is pretty much materialistic. It belongs to this world. Make yourself a rav. Probably you need to take someone that is in the secret of the matter. Maybe he's a veteran in this. Someone has had some, just like we choose in this world, people that are experts on some topic. And by yourself a friend is probably, there need to be a few other friends that we will be able to attain the goal. That too we understand in this world, how it's done. It's difficult alone. It's almost impossible to do something on our own. Rather, we need more support, friends, help, and so on. So this is how we hear this verse. It's not so misunderstood. Buy yourself a friend, it's clear. Make yourself a rav is clear. Let's see if it's exactly what we depict to ourselves or not. That's one thing. Secondly, we need every moment to be concerned with whether we are building for ourselves the upper world. Can we depict it? Can we depict that we're coming closer to it, entering it? If so, then this work of make yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend is constant work. And the moment I wake up in the morning, I have to depict this to myself. Let's see how we need to do this, what Rabash recommends. Please.
Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. One. In the Mishnah, Yoshua ben Parchia says, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably. We see that there are three things here. One, make for yourself a Rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. Three, judge every person favorably. This means that besides making for himself a Rav, there is something more that he must do in relation to the collective. In other words, engaging in love of friends is not enough. Additionally, he should be considerate toward every person and judge them favorably. We must understand the difference in wording between make, buy, and favorably. Making is a practical thing. This means that there is no mind involved here, only action. In other words, even if one does not agree with the thing he wishes to do, but on the contrary, the mind makes him see that it is not a worthwhile deed. This is called doing, meaning sheer force, with no brains, since it is against his reason. Accordingly, we should interpret in relation to the work that the fact that one needs to assume the kingdom of heaven is called an act. It is like putting the yoke on an ox so it would plow through the ground. Although the ox does not wish to take this work on itself, we force it nevertheless. Similarly, with the kingdom of heaven, we should also force and enslave ourselves because it is the Creator's commandment, without any rhyme or reason. This is so because man must accept the kingdom of heaven, not because the body feels that some benefit will come to it as a result, but in order to give contentment to the Creator. But how can the body agree to it? This is the reason why the work must be above reason. It is called make for yourself a Rav, since there should be the kingdom of heaven because he is great and ruling. It is written in the Zohar, fear is the most important for man to fear the upper one because he is great and ruling. The essence and the root of all of the worlds and all are of no consequence compared to him. Thus, one should fear the Creator because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds expand, and his greatness is seen by his actions. And he rules over everything because all the worlds that he created, both upper and lower, are regarded as nothing compared to him, for they add nothing to his essence. Therefore, the order of the work is for one to begin with make for yourself a Rav, and take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above logic and above reason. This is called doing, meaning action only, despite the body's disapproval. Afterwards, buy yourself a friend. Buying is just as when a person wishes to buy something, he must let go of something that he has already acquired. He gives what he's had for some time and in return purchases a new object. It is similar with the work of God. For one to achieve dvakut with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, as in, as He is merciful, so are you merciful, he must concede many things that he has in order to buy bonding with the Creator. This is the meaning of buy yourself a friend. Before a person makes for himself a Rav, meaning the kingdom of heaven, how can he buy himself a friend, meaning bond with the Rav? After all, he has no Rav yet. Only after he has made for himself a Rav is there a point in demanding that the body make concessions to buy the bonding, that he wishes to give contentment to the Creator. Moreover, we should understand that he has the strength to observe buy yourself a friend to the same extent as the greatness of the Rav. This is so because he is willing to make concessions so as to bond with the Rav to the very same extent that he feels the importance of the Rav. Since then, he understands that obtaining dvikut with the Creator is worth any effort. It turns out that if one sees that he cannot overcome the body because he thinks that he is not strong enough and was born with a weak nature, it is not so. The reason is that he is not feeling the greatness of the Rav. In other words, he still does not have the importance of the kingdom of heaven, so he has no strength to overcome for something that is not very important. But for an important thing, anyone can concede important things that he loves and receives what he needs. For example, if a person is very tired and goes to sleep at around 11 p.m., if he's awakened at 3 in the morning, of course he will say that he has no energy to get up to study because he's very tired. And if he feels a little weak or has a slight temperature, the body will certainly have no power to wake up at the time that he is accustomed to rising. But if a person is very tired, feeling sick, and goes to sleep at midnight, but he's awakened at 1 in the morning and told, there's a fire in the yard, it's about to come into your room, quick, get up, and you'll save your life in return for the effort you're making. Then he will not make any excuses about being tired, mindless, or sick. Rather, even if he is very sick, he will make every effort to save his life. Evidently, because he will obtain an important thing, the body has the energy to do it, to do what it can to get what he wants. Therefore, while working on make for yourself a Rav, a person believes that it is, for they are our lives and the length of our days, to the extent that he feels that this is his life, the body has enough strength to overcome all the obstacles as written in the allegory. For this reason, in all of man's works, in studying or in praying, he should focus all his work on obtaining the greatness and importance of the Rav. Much work and many prayers should be made on that alone. In the words of the Zohar, this is called raising the Shekhinah divinity from the dust, which means raising the kingdom of heaven, which is lowered to the dust. In other words, one does not place an important thing on the ground, while something that is unimportant is tossed to the ground. And since the kingdom of heaven, called Shekhinah, divinity, is lowered to the very bottom, it is said in the books that before every spiritual action, one must pray to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. This means that we should pray that we will regard the kingdom of heaven as important and that it will be worthwhile exerting for it and raising it to its importance.
I would read that last part again.
In the words of the Zohar, this is called raising the divinity from the dust, which means raising the kingdom of heaven, which is lowered to the dust. In other words, one does not place an important thing on the ground, while something that is unimportant is tossed to the ground. And since the kingdom of heaven, called Shekhinah, is lowered to the very bottom, it is said in the books that before every spiritual action, one must pray to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. This means that we should pray that we will regard the kingdom of heaven as important and that it will be worthwhile exerting for it and raising it to its importance.
No.
Well, let's start as usual from Kiev.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to pray correctly for raising the divinity from the dust?
We are asking, if we ask then all of us together, from the 10 and beyond, the more you can expand it, for us to start to feel the importance of the upper force ruling over everything, managing us, arranging our thoughts, desires, sorting everything, in everything. Also from us asking, and also from receiving an answer, from all the sides, it wraps us and He wraps us and controls everything. To discover that there's none else besides Him who rules over all the questions and all the answers, all the actions and all the deeds, this is considered to raise divinity from the dust. What does it mean that we are, have lowered it to the dust? It's like something that has no importance whatsoever. That we don't even think about. Because we only think about ourselves, how to succeed, how to benefit, how to profit, how to do like this and like that, and meaning I and the center, I decide and I do. And the result depends on me. Raising divinity from the dust is considered as me wanting to see the control of the Creator, that He is in absolute concealment, and for Him to be revealed more and more and show Himself as He operates in everything, in concealments, in questions, in answers, in everything, in all the deeds. He operates every molecule and every atom. He governs and operates every thought and action completely, just Him. Only I was given the possibility to think as if I'm doing it. And that's the force of the shattering. And this possibility was given to me so that I specifically, against this possibility, will start to discover that there's none else besides Him. And how, by what approach can I reveal that there's none else besides Him? By buying yourself a friend and making yourself a rav.
And
How do I focus, shift the focus to the Shekhinah?
Of course I can't relate to the Creator, meaning to the Rav, is called the Great One. I can't do this, first of all, on my own, alone. I must have a ten, a system, at least to the smallest extent of the true system, which is called the ten. And then I have to come to unification with them, to connection with them. To the extent in which I come to other, from the kelim, from the desires, when I do this, then I come closer to what's revealed in those desires. The force, the control, I am first, I am last. I discover the Creator there, who's establishing and stabilizing everything.
This force of connection we reveal between us is the Shekhinah?
Of course. And other than the Shekhinah, we don't discover anything. We either discover the Shekhinah in the dust or Shekhinah as it is. That's the only thing we reveal. We have nothing else to feel. You cannot feel anything else but divinity, the Shekhinah. What's the Shekhinah? The force, the presence of the Creator, which spread over all of reality and all the desires. Shattered, connected, corrected. It all depends on us and how we're capable of seeing, succeeding in seeing the force of the Creator in them, connecting them, and appearing in them. If we're not managing to connect them more, then it's on the contrary. The ego grows, we distance from one another, and we see that the Creator is disappearing from the connection between us. That's the whole matter. That's what happens. Connecting the parts of creation and then the Creator is revealed more, or cause them to be separated from one another, distant from one another, and then the Creator disappears. And we need to come to a state in which everything connects, everyone is connected, such that the Creator is revealed fully.
А как мы вот приходим к тому, что вот мы ощущаем силу объединения между нами и провозглашаем, что
How do we reach a state where we feel the power of connection between us and testify that this force works everywhere? How do we reach from a state of that can our connection between us rules everything?
You're given this world and friends and the teacher and the method how to do it. So use it. You're given it all. Tell me, what are you missing? Tell me, what are you missing in order to build a system where everyone connected is revealed? And the Creator that is sustaining this connection and you're inside this system, revealing it and the Creator inside of it. What are you missing?
There's everything, there's friends, there's everything. The question is how from this connection we can come to this feeling that this force controls everything.
You need to discover this. Discover how the system is and how it operates, and you'll see how it works. What's the problem? It's all before you. That's why I asked, what are you missing?
Probably effort, exertion.
Then ask. If you think that something is missing, then ask for it. Why didn't you ask?
В начале вашего ответа вы сказали, что это все раскрывается в десятке.
You said in the beginning of the answer that all of it appears in the ten, to the extent that you can expand it. What did you mean?
as much as you can connect more forces to it and more tens to it. There's a hero in quantity and a hero in quality. A hero in quality can be even with one friend and he can attain everything. That used to be once upon a time in previous states, in previous times. But actually, it's in the multitude of the people that the Creator has revealed. So see how the world is right now and how it's suffering and how it's advancing towards connection between them in out of the recognition of evil. And that's why today it's already a much broader method.
Так, может, этого нам не хватает? Как раз вот необходимость расширить десятку на десятки и на весь мир для того, чтобы раскрыть.
Maybe that's what we're missing, connecting the 10 to other 10s in the world.
No, the fact that we're going towards connecting with everyone doesn't mean that we're breaking the 10. We are joining to our 10 additional external factions. And that's how it is with each and everyone.
Барур. Yofi. Akshav.
Clear. Wonderful. Now what will we do?
Minishal. Africa.
Who shall we ask? Africa.
A question from our friends from the Ivory Coast. They're asking that in the introduction you said we should depict to ourselves the spiritual worlds. How can we depict to ourselves something we haven't attained?
Hibur, אנחנו מבינים איכשהו מה זה חיבור.
Connection, we understand somewhat what connection is, and that's what we can depict.
Santiago. Santiago.
You're not asking. Although there's a question mark there.
Ita 4.
Okay. Italy 4.
Buongiorno, caro Rav.
Buongiorno.
La domanda è questa. Come faccio a passare agli amici l'importanza trascinare?
The question is this: how can I communicate to the friends the importance of divinity of connection between us? The friends come to the lesson, sometimes they don't come. In the end, we need to communicate the importance of what we're doing.
Right, you need to talk about the importance of attaining the goal through the connection between you and how it needs to be revealed between you more and more until you start to feel that between you divinity is truly beginning to be revealed. It's like it's awakening from within and you're starting to identify how connected you are to one another, how the upper force is revealed in the connection between you. This, you must move this form, this importance to the friends. And that's how it is with each to others. All together, if you start talking about this more, imagining it to yourselves more, coming closer to such a form, doesn't matter how much and how real it will be. The main thing is the efforts. It's like a little child. What does he understand? But he still does each time something, and this way attains the craft of this world. That's how we are too.
No, the basta.
Can I ask another question?
Well, and basta.
Rav, during our meetings, the most important thing is to always raise the importance and not give explanations, why do I understand this or that, right? Is that correct?
Look, it's not important. The main thing is not to leave the topic, not leave this subject matter.
Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, Our friend is asking, what does it mean to buy a friend?
Our friend is asking, what does it mean to buy a friend? How can I buy a friend?
By investing in him. By attracting him to you, by doing all that he wants, just so that he will be on the path with you.
Florida.
It is said that the Creator is in control. Then how do we overcome the heaviness in the work in order to raise the Shekhinah from the ground?
If one wants to rise, of course he doesn't have the strength. The ten can do this easily and with joy. We only need connection.
Barur. Latin 4.
Clear? Latin 4.
Shalom, Rab. Hazte un Rab puede significar otorgar por encima de la razón al interior de la decencia.
Hello, Rab. Is make for yourself a Rab means bestowing to the ten above the desire?
Lo.
Does it mean bestowing to the ten above reason?
No. Make yourself a Rav is that you have to show the greatness of the Creator above everything else you have. So much so that what He wants from you will be for you in the greatest possible way. As this will define all your actions. Tel Aviv 1.
פירוש של גדולתו מתראה על מעשיו.
כן, גדולתו מתראה למעשיו.
It is said that his greatness is seen through his actions.
Is his greatness or greater than his actions? What's the question?
מעריך את הגדלות שלו יותר ממה שנראה לי את המעשיו שלו.
That I always appreciate his greatness above anything else.
Can I ask another question?
No, Tbilisi, we have too many people.
Доброе утро, Рав. У меня такой вопрос. Является ли отдачей благодарение, приносить благодарение?
Good morning, Rav. I have the following question.
Ken,
is thanking the Creator for the Rav through which the light passes to my friends is a correct gratitude?
Yes, that too is good. As long as you turn to the Creator and thank Him for the paving of His path, the path towards Him. Correct. Peter 2.
Peter 2.
Правильно я понимаю, что пока из товарища я не сделаю учителя, у меня не получится в нем приобрести товарища.
If I understand correctly, until I make the friend a Rav, I can't advance.
Every friend has to be great, of course. Otherwise, you don't come closer to the Creator. That's why your attitude towards the friends is the same vessel through which you relate to the Creator. It turns out that the Creator has to stand behind every friend, and you have to see every friend and the Creator seemingly on one degree in importance. So much so, because the Creator is arranging everything for you. There are no friends. What appears to me now is that people exist and everything. There is none. It's all the presence of the Creator which appears to us in all kinds of manners in order to bring us to in order to bestow. Eventually, Israel, the light and the Creator are all one. It connects to one, the concept of one. New York 4.
We want to feel equal in the ten. In what way are we equal?
We are equal in our importance towards attaining the goal.
אנחנו צריכים להגיע לדבקות.
We need to reach דבקות, adhesion. Adhesion is where I through the whole system adhere to the Creator. And then there's no difference in the importance of the system and of the Creator. So Israel, the light, and the Creator defines the measure of this bestowal. It defines that everything is as important as one. What else do we have?
Morning, Rav. You asked what's missing, and I'm missing feeling and towards the friends, the world. What can I do?
Cry. I'm telling you seriously. Cry. Because without you coming to importance towards the friends as they are the main thing in your life, the truly main thing in life, without that you don't reach spirituality. You saw this from all the materials that we study. Here it's a true obstacle before us. So cry. My soul shall cry in concealment. It's in the concealment that your importance of the friends is hiding there.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, а есть ощущение важности Рава, ощущение важности товарища?
Rav, please say, there is a sense of the importance of the Rav, the importance of the friends, and the importance of the spiritual path. Why is it not constant? Why does it always run away?
Nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent because constantly new reshimot, new desires are being revealed in us more, the shattered ones. And the more you succeed in implementing the connection upon the current state, then once again a lack of connection is revealed before me. A greater one. And that's how you advance. So it's nice that you have each time new disturbances. It's a sign that you're progressing forward. And if you're satisfied with this, happy from this, and you go that way, you're called the Creator's worker. Where the Creator is giving you each time new work, and you're happy with this, and for you, this work is the reward.
Добрый день. Смотрите, вот это приходит как помеха, и иногда рад этому, иногда... Но она какая-то такая тоненькая, вот подкрадывается, и ты ее раскрываешь.
Comes as a disturbance, but sometimes I'm happy about it. It's this thing, slight thing that creeps in, and sometimes you're happy about it. Is there a way you can see it, or...
Each feels this differently. I can't enter to what you feel and to move that feeling to everyone else. That's it. Work on it more and more. I'm happy that you're advancing. And that's how you will see that there will be changes in your sensations, in your feelings.
Moscow 7.
Yeah, in this study, Rabash, подробно. Первый, второй пункт разбирает.
Rav, in this article, the Rabash goes clearly through items 1 and 2, but the third, judge every person favorably, he doesn't elaborate. Can you clarify?
I think a person that advances towards the goal starts to feel that everyone except for himself are corrected, everyone is okay, and he can't attribute to them anything bad. Even though he could say that this is the bad that comes from here and from there, but actually more and more it's revealed to him that the revelation of the evil that's in reality is revealed due to him, that he's to blame for this and the causes for this, the only one. And then when he corrects himself more and more, he discovers that the whole world is corrected. And truthfully, the end of correction is there. All the states are there. Only towards a person it's revealed more and more. So the main thing along the way where he discovers himself as being the only one, as the topic, the subject that needs to be corrected, here he needs support from the group, from the upper force, because otherwise he will run. It's something that you have to really protect every single word. Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
Good morning. How will help us pray to get importance of him?
That we need to read, we need to learn, we need to sing, we need to talk, to do a small meal between you. Everything that is possible only in order to fill him with the importance of the Creator. Yes.
Try it.
Every day there needs to be several minutes that you're talking about this. The main thing is before the lesson, because that opens the vessels.
Baltia Free.
Спасибо, Рав, за возможность задать вопрос. Что делать, если...
Thank you, Rav, for the opportunity to ask. What to do if you feel that self-gratification is in a higher place than bestowal? Where you feel that you're receiving forces to work against it. But the importance is still in self-pleasure. Rav, tell the Creator, thank you for revealing you the truth. As you feel now how bad you are, how horrible you are, how much you're suffering, how much you hate yourself, how much it's truly eating yourself up. And with that, say to the Creator, thank you for revealing the truth to you. That you are now knowing better the evil inclination that he created. And then you want to detach from that evil part. It belongs to the Creator, this evil inclination. And in its place, you want to acquire the good inclination. And the good inclination will already belong to you and not to the Creator. That's it. Turn to him with such an attitude. It's good that you've disclosed to me this which you've created in me, this evil inclination, all this terrible bad in the thought and desire, inclinations in every single thing. It's you that you created it. And I want to discover the good inclination. That's called my sons have triumphed over me, and I want to triumph over the evil inclination that you created in me. That's it. Talk to him that way.
А если продолжается это состояние, но какое-то время не меняется?
What if this state continues and doesn't change? Well, of course, these things continue on until they are replaced with more advanced states. Hungary.
Can we say following that the importance of the Creator equals how much he is missing between us, that this is like a reward that we reveal how much he is missing and this is raising the importance? Thank you.
Discovering the importance and raising the importance of the Creator in our eyes is always supposed to be our work, and from it we don't move. Joined to it all kinds of questions, problems, secondary issues is a truly secondary matter. But the main thing is all the time the greatness of the Creator. But the manners of greatness of the Creator that I want to reveal depend on what he gives. Or I want to discover him this way or that way. He gives me the background, the reason.
Bulgari one.
Привет, Рав.
Hello, Rav.
Thank you, Rav.
In the article,
it's written that the importance of the Creator or the importance of the Rav is all our work that we have to focus on. It was also said that great effort is demanded in prayer. Could you explain what's going on here? What needs to be done in order to acquire this importance? I can't reveal the importance of the Creator if I don't connect to the friends. Because the Creator is what's revealed between us, not in me. If it's revealed in me, that's a sign that it's not the Creator that's being revealed. It is the Force, but I am turning to my root only. Creator is what's revealed between us, that which was between us. That there are distances between us, and these distances are done by the inclination, by the ego that's pushing us, repelling us from one another. And then upon that, I want to discover the greatness of the Creator that I want to bind, that it binds us to one another. Then it turns out that from the feeling of rejection from one another, which is called the aviyut of the degree, and I want to stop myself, do a restriction, and above that, a connection of the degree, that's already called a masach, and the aviyut, the coarseness, and the purity, the zakut, that I've attained upon that aviyut, gives me the possibility to discover the Creator, to discover the upper light, the force of bestowal. So I draw that light by the force of reception in me, and then reject it and aim it towards clothing in me. That's with the force of bestowal in me, and that's how we discover the Creator and start to work with him in a mutual manner.
That's it.
Может ли Ниши передать важность Творца Высшим?
Can the lower one give the importance of the Creator to the upper one?
Yes, the lower one can raise importance to the upper, no matter if it's the lower one, because in each of them there is a deficiency of his own. Example, children and family. Look at what they do. How they guide their parents and manage them to do everything.
Latin 5.
Shalom Rab. Rab, ¿cómo vencer el temor que se siente al final del camino?
Rab, how to win over the fear that is felt in the path?
Don't be afraid of anything. We are with you. If you feel fear, it's a sign that you're disconnected from us. So immediately, write everywhere there is, so it'll be right in your spirit, that you need to think once again how I'm connecting to you. We are ready the moment you don't forget us. We will grab you and protect you.
Buongiorno Rav. Che differenza c'è tra annullarsi davanti agli amici, davanti al Rav o davanti al Creatore?
Rav, what's the difference between nullifying towards the friends, the Rav or the Creator?
There's a difference in our work, but at the end of the way, there's no difference in either one of them, in each of us. That's how it is. But now, for the time being, there's a difference in importance, there's a difference in the quantity and quality of effort. Okay, we will go to some of our friends from Israel. Well, let's start with Jerusalem.
Question from a friend. How to prove to the Rav that it's worthwhile to invest in us?
You need to pray to him and ask. Rav is the Creator. You need to turn to him and to ask more and more. We want to be your servants, to be your workers, to disseminate. We want to come to the end of correction, to understand and bring your form to the whole world, meaning your revelation to everyone, the force of bestowal and love. Help us with this. That's it? That's called I for my beloved and my beloved for me.
Beersheva.
Rav, in the Be'er Sheva 10, we start our preparation at 2:15. The question is whether to start it with every friend talking about the greatness and importance of the friends or the greatness and importance of the Creator.
Yes, just try to talk about it in a short manner and from all your heart. So friends will truly be impressed. Because at the beginning, even before the lesson, until each of you wakes up and receives the changes in the heart, the feeling, and awakens and recovers, but you're actually strengthening. Your group is settling, it's stabilizing. It's very well.
So what should we start from, the friends or the greatness of the Creator? The importance of the friends or the importance of the Creator? What's the order?
Look, it needs to be both this and that, because still in us, it, one doesn't quite define the other yet. Sometimes I'm impressed by the Creator, and sometimes I'm impressed by the friends. So try. Some can talk this way, some can talk that way. As long as you talk about the importance altogether, it's still not too critical what exactly you talk about.
Rav, what is that a person should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven called an action? How does it have to do with the work with the friends, with the Rav?
The burden of the kingdom of heaven means that I am bringing myself closer to the, any act of bestowal and everything I can. For the time being, it's the interpretation of it. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why does a person need to ask for importance if the Creator took it from him?
The Creator takes the importance by raising a stronger rishimo that is shattered inside of a person, and the person now needs to ask for correction upon the new rishimo. PT 20.
Hello, Rav. It seems to me that in every lesson you're crying that the house is burning, and I still feel like I can lie down a little.
So lie down? Very well. But for the time being, the house is burnt. PT
29. Is there a difference in being in nullification above reason and below reason?
Of course there's a difference. It's best to be in nullification within reason. PT 6.
Rav, in the preparation, before the preparation that we do for the lesson, what's more accurate, more correct, to speak about the greatness of the friends or the path, like the friends from Be'er Sheva said, or just read sources?
I can't say, you know, I wake up more or less 2 hours before the lesson. I check where I'm from, what I am, what state I'm rising with, what do I do. Sometimes I do some exercises to get some blood to flow in my beast. Sometimes I immediately sit down with the material to read, and so forth. Well, so that's how it is for each of us. Then I also see the news, in short, because nevertheless we're connected to it every day, especially in this time. That's it. It's hard for me to say. I don't want to give you such clear discernments that that's it. This is how it is. To wake up and think of the Creator. Of course it's right, but I can't really think about him too much. I'm immediately moving to the friends, thought of the group, support. Maybe that not too. It could be that it's worthwhile for me to think about the world, how I think about the Kli, how I must strengthen them, approach them, fill them, they need me, and the Creator gave me this so that I will be concerned with them. And this is what awakens me even more, meaning each time I have some maybe new style of are waking up. After all, nevertheless, the Creator is in the background of this all. We know that. Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вы сказали, что когда утром просыпаетесь,
good morning, Rav. You said that when you wake up,
скажите, пожалуйста, по отношению к Творцу, где я нахожусь, как это? Можно практический совет? Спасибо.
How do I check with respect to the Creator where I am? Rav is asking him to repeat because we didn't hear the question well.
Не шумим. Не слышно, не слышно.
We don't hear you, cannot hear you. We didn't hear you.
Слышно, да?
No, we don't hear you.
Вообще не слышно, да?
Now we hear you.
Вы сказали, когда...
Now we hear you.
Извиняюсь, тут проблема...
You said that when you wake up, still there's an internet problem with his audio.
Можно практически...
When you check yourself in the morning where you are with regards to the Creator, can you tell us practically how you do it? How? Rav, only with the help of the friends, if I can find connection with them, where we are all in a single circle, in a single connection, where I feel them all standing in my heart, then in that place, I also visualize the Creator. Now we have PT31. Rav, during the lesson you give us advice and directions, and ultimately everyone takes it in his own vessels. Do you recommend during the day discussing your advice and trying to come to a mutual understanding? Rav, I don't know if you have the time for it. Maybe you have more important things that, you know, until everyone will explain what he understood or didn't understand from me, I don't know. I'm not saying this is what you should put your efforts, your time into. Try, but be careful and see whether it's actually the main thing you should discuss. Otherwise, everyone just follows what he understands from your advice. Rob, yes. Yes, you just have to check that you're always working, that you're always doing, you're always changing, you know, like a baby. Until you keep scrutinizing more and more states. It's the Creator ultimately turning you around. Belarus.
Раб, скажите, пожалуйста, если товарищ в силу загрузки работы семьи не может быть каждый день на утреннем уроке, что предпочтительнее? Или что...
Раб, if a friend, because of a workload and family, can't be in the whole morning lesson, what is better, to be in the second part of every lesson or to be three times a week but the whole lesson? Rav, it's better to be every day, even if it's part of the lesson. Krasnoyarsk.
Как поднять десятки высшего управления? Отмену важность.
How to understand the importance of annulment in the ten, the group, Rav? If we connect in the ten, we discover inside the ten the upper force that governs us. Only through the connection in the ten. The ten is that minimal system that where we connect. It's that modem. Now you're connected to us through this device called your modem. So, which connects us. So the group is what connects us with the Creator. It doesn't appear in more than 10, in less than 10. Well, it could be less in terms of the number, but the concept of the 10, like Rabash writes, that has to take place. And through that, we'll have connection with the Creator. All right.
Latin 6.
Who else we didn't have? Latin 6.
El Rosh es consecuencia de la restricción. Se podría decir que en la decena el Rosh es el rap. Y para hacernos de un rap adecuadamente, debemos hacer una correcta restricción.
Is the Rosh the result of the Tzimtzum? Can we say that make yourself a Rav in the 10 is like making a restriction? Rav, I can't say this, but clearly only after the restriction we can build the parts of the potsuf from our desires, Who else we didn't have? Hebrew 10. Thank you, Rav. Good morning. He writes, buy yourself a friend is when a person has to buy something, he has to give up things he already attained. What are those things? How do we give up on them? Rav, I don't know. You have to say that. How do I know? I now have to obtain connection with the Creator. In order to be in connection with the Creator, I need to give up something of my will to receive, my egoistic will to receive. To submit myself to the friends, to connect with them, to think about them, to rise above my nature and so forth. So there are actions that I'm going to have to do here in order to make this set, determine this step forward. PT 2. About the questions with regards to daily schedule and what's better or not, every time you talk about the time with the Rabash or Kabbalists in general, there's a feeling that they really liked this fixed routine of and without a lot of flexibility. Is that correct? Yes. It seems to that with us, the order of what we talk and what we do, and it's always changing. There's nothing clear that is consistent over time. Rav, I don't know why. You have the order of the lesson every morning? Yes. You have the noon time that or the evening lesson? Yes. You have the meetings with the friends? Yes. So, these orders exist. You live in them. How you fill in the time in between, then you have work to do. Go shopping if you need to. Do chores at home. Maybe repeat the lesson again and so on. What's the question? Shy. Maybe mostly about meetings with the 10 during the day. It seems that we don't know exactly what we're doing in them, or that it doesn't need to be that stable and always changing. Rob, I can't say exactly what to do, because we have many different 10s. They're all dependent and connected to different states. Physically, they may be able to connect, maybe not, maybe they're available, maybe not. I can't say. I think that if they don't have a fixed order of what to do, then it's good to review the article that we just read in the morning, this article. And then after that, maybe take another kind of, choose another article to read. And talk less, but rather find sources that what I want to talk about, let's say I want to talk about love, about connection, about ascent and descent. So it's better to find something from the sources where it talks about it. Because there it is certain that when we read the sources, there's upper light in them, and we attract it. We're in contact with it. Whereas if we talk about ourselves, even though the topic is good, I don't know that it's very effective, as opposed to taking the sources and better knowing what this source says, what the other one says. I think you need to have a big kind of collection of sources. We have actually whole books of such compilations, but then you can take some short excerpts that speak about certain states. And in general, take a certain excerpt, and you can then discuss it during the day. Yes, Oren. The book that contains exactly what you talked about is called Connecting to the Source. It's a book that was prepared by all the friends from the sources team. Over many years, everything is organized according to topics. There is it's very user-friendly, very organized, well-organized, connecting to the source. Okay, excellent. So you have it. Okay, so everyone was already asking besides focus group. Yes, Rav, questions from the internet. The friend from Petah Tikva is asking, what does it mean that we turn to the Creator if we say that everything is within the person? Rob, did you already reach a state where the whole world is within you and there's nothing besides that, and you unify the world with Him and there's nothing else? If that's the case, then you have a different work already because of your this level of perception. But if you're not there yet, then don't fantasize that the whole world is inside of you and that's how you work with the world.
То, что низший получает от высшего, его важность, как это выражается?
What the lower one receives from the upper one, his importance, is how is that expressed in the language of this?
Don't be smart. When you get there, you'll see it. Typically, if we respect the upper one, the magnitude of the upper one, it's expressed in our returning light, where we want to bring contentment to the upper one. Contentment to the Creator. That's it. So now, Oren, we will transition to the next part.
We'll do a melody before that and then we'll move. Lai 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 lai